Аудиозапись номер 27. Exercise 85.
Listen to the text and read it aloud.
Do the task from your textbook. The term e-learning refers to any kind of internet-based education. It could be a free history lecture on iTunes, an Android app for learning Japanese, a cooking game for kids, or a self-learning e-course. The idea has been around for a while. An internet-based conferencing system was used in the 80s, and since the year 2000, schools and universities have been using web for distributing learning materials. Today, we can do things unimaginable some years ago. We can take part in global projects and publish the results via blogs or e-books. We can create special interest groups or invite expert speakers to appear in the classroom via Skype. We can take part in discussions with other students throughout the world. Some argue that e-learning will win over the traditional way and will threaten teaching as we know it, whereas others feel it has no place in mainstream education. However, statistics shows that the popularity of e-learning isn't showing any signs of slowing. It's estimated that today about 46% of college students are taking at least one course online. All in all, we're provided with a more impressive and more effective learning experience.